You ready? I'm ready. The Playmakers Bar Podcast present Hoops Talk, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Solins. NBA, college basketball, playoffs, Mars Madness. No matter what, we talking hoops, man. Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, how you doing on today, Monday, April 25th, 2022. We already about to hit the fifth month of the year. Jeez, we just, 6 days away from May getting here? And man, let me tell you, playoffs are getting more and more interesting as these games are getting ready to play. But as you know, your host, Down in the Playmaker Sounds out here from Jacksonville, Florida, bringing you today's episode of Hoops Talk from the Playmakers Broad Network. Amen. Let's just jump into it. I hope y'all had y'all a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed it because we had some basketball, some good basketball at that. Let's start off what happened on Saturday. The Toronto Raptors survived getting swept at home, 110-102. Good win for them. They had them at the Philly. We're going to get into that later. Which that series going to be over in game 5. The Utah Jazz, with the return of Luka Doncic for the Dallas Mavericks, didn't matter. 100-99, the Jazz tied the series up 2-2. They better have won that game, because they would have lost game 4 on Saturday. It would have been done and over for them. And we would have been talking about the Utah Jazz. Donovan Mitchell need to go. Rudy Gobert need to go. Break up the whole damn team, because this is just pathetic. But nevertheless, they got the job done. Shout out to Luka Doncic, first game back, giving you 30 points and 10 rebounds, a double-double in his first game back. You know, Jalen Brunson, he had a good game. Not the spectacular game, but for 41 in game 2 and a 31 in game 3, but he had 23. No problem there. It's just the Utah Jazz needed it, and they knew they needed it. So, Donovan Mitchell, 23.7 assists, 6 boards. Rudy Gobert, 17 points, 15 boards. You had Bogdanovich giving you 12 points. Jordan Clarkson, 25 points off the bench. Where have you been, sir? We've been looking for you to be that sixth man of the year, and we just now found you. How good is that? Main problem from Utah, though. One problem, Mike Conley. 6 points. Playing 24 minutes. You took 8 shots. You made 2 of them. Took 4 threes, only made 1. When is Mike Conley going to show up in these playoffs? When is Mike Conley going to show up before the Utah Jazz? You're at least going 6 because the series tied 2-2. When are we going to have a Mike Conley sighting? Okay? We're looking for a Mike Conley sighting right now. But it's 2-2. Going back to Dallas for game 5. So we're just going to leave it right there. Minnesota Timberwolves, Memphis Grizzlies game 4 down at Target Center. 119-118. The Timberwolves take the 1-point win to tie the series up 2-2. Oh, man. This has been a very, and I mean a very, very entertaining series, I must say. Well, we had Dylan Brooks ran off with 24. Desmond Bane went off with 34. You had Brandon Clark off the bench with 15. Tyrese Jones, had 13. John Morant had a struggle game. This was John Morant's struggle game. We thought game 3 was a struggle game because he had a quiet 16-10-10 triple-double in game 3. But I want the rest of the teammates picked him up. But this was a John Morant quiet game. 11 points, 15 assists, 8 boards. He almost had another a triple-double, but I mean, 4 for 13 shooting. Job, we need more from you, sir. We need more. We need more than this right here, okay? If Memphis is the number 2 seed or the second best team in the league, you need to see more. We got to see more. But shout out to Minnesota, though. And most importantly, Karl-Anthony Towns. We destroyed him. After game three, rightfully so, he deserved every single criticism that he got. But he responded. 33 points, 14 boards. This time he took more shots than he had fouls. He took 17 shots, hit 8 of them. Just a little under 50% from the field. So Carl Anthony Towns answered the call. Anthony Edwards, 24 points. Matter of fact, all five starters for the Timberwolves were in double figures. That means Russell had 10, Beverly had 17, Vanderbilt had 12. McClellan came off the bench, gave you 16. So, hey, this is what we wanted. We wanted to see these two teams go at it because we're talking about two young teams. The Memphis Grizzlies, second best team in the league, and the Minnesota Timberwolves, they got the talent just like the Grizzlies do. So we're looking forward to a nice seven-game series. Well, guess what? It's the best two out of three now. We're tied 2-2, people. 2-2. Going back to Memphis for game five. I had to say this, though, before I move on. Goddamn Patrick Beverly, man. People don't like what he does. I don't like what he does. I don't like him anyway. Patrick Beverly's never been one of my favorite players, but I would admit this. The man is balling his ass off against the Grizzlies. He really is. I think this is about in every game. He probably hit about a good 10 points in every game. I'm just saying. So shout out to Patrick Beverly, man. You're balling, man. I'm going to give you your props, man. I'm going to give you your flowers. You're balling in the playoffs, man. And by the way, he's never missed the playoffs in his career so far. I believe 10 years. He's been in the playoffs all 10 years, so he's doing something right. Might not like the answers, but he's doing something right. And then that brings me to the Boston Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets. Game three. Boston's already up 2-0 because they defended home court advantage. Now they're in Brooklyn for game three. The Warriors anticipating a Kevin Durant blitz attack, a Kyrie Irving monster game. We ain't getting either. Neither. 109 and 103. Boston took it. Boston is up 3-0. The Brooklyn Nets are in the dreaded, and I do mean dreaded, 0-3 hole. Jason Tatum, 39 points, 5 boards, 6 assists. Jaylen Brown, 23 points. Marcus Smart gave you 14. Brayden Pritchard gave you 10. You know, Robert Rules did come back. Only played 16 minutes. Had one field goal attempt. That was a dunk. He had a block, too. But, you know who the leading scorer was for the Brooklyn Nets on Saturday night? That'd be by the name of Bruce Brown. Bruce Brown led the Nets in scoring. 26 points, 8 boards. Patty Mills gave you 12 off the bench. Claxton gave you 13 off the bench. Seth Curry gave you 10. But Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant both scored 16 points. They combined 12 for 28 shooting, 2 for 10 from 3-point range. I'm going to say that one more time for you, Bieber. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving both scored 16 points each. Kyrie was 6 for 17 from the field, 0 from 7 from 3. Kevin Durant, 6 from 11 from the field, 2 for 3 from 3. This is abysmal. This is a travesty. We have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving as the only team that could get swept. Now, I'm going to leave that right there for the time being because I'm going to show you why they might be the only team that gets swept. As you already talked about, Toronto avoids being swept at home because they didn't want to be swept at home. So, they're going back to Philly for game five. Okay. Let's move over to what happened yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday, Miami Heat, Atlanta Hawks. up in the ATL. Miami Heat leading 2-1 after game 3. Comeback victory for the Atlanta Hawks, down 16. So the things that got y'all back in the game in game 3 did not get y'all back in the game yesterday. I'm looking at the Hawks status. Trae Young, 9 points, 5 assists, 3 for 11 from the field. All 3 field goals came from 3, and he was 10 for 3 from 3. Matter of fact, I don't even think he take a free throw. I'm looking here, and he 0 for 1 from the line. He didn't get to the line. He couldn't get his shot going, and he couldn't get his float game going. That is a terrible game for Trae Young. That's another superstar we're looking at right now, trying to figure out what the hell's going on. Clint Capela returned, but he wasn't. He was a non-factor in 21 minutes. Daniel Hunter, 24 points to lead the Hawks. Daniel Hunter is leading the Hawks in scoring. That should tell you that all you need to know right there. Let's look at Miami. Let's see. All 5 starters in double figures. Matt Strus, 12 points. Gabe Vincent taking the place of Kyrie Irving, 11 points. Bam Adebayo gave you 14. PJ Tucker gave you 14. Sorry, Megan Price, but PJ Tucker is he's having to do away with the Atlanta Hawks, unfortunately for you. 14 points and 8 buzzing. Then you get to the main man. Who's the main man? Jimmy Buckets Butler. 36 points, 12 for 21 from the field, and he added 10 boards. So another double-double for Jimmy Buckets right there. And everybody who played off the bench for Miami scored at least one time. Highsmith gave you 3. Martin gave you 3. Deadman gave you 3. Your Sever gave you 3. Hero, we waiting on Tyler Hero to break out. He only gave you 3 points. If Tyler Hero is coming off the bench and he only gave you 3 points, and you got beat by 24, something's wrong here, Atlanta. Little Oladipo got his first playoff action, gave you 6. Robinson, since he had his 27-point burst out in game 1, he's been a non-factor, but he still gave you 3. Everybody who touched the court for the Miami Heat put in a bucket. Put in a bucket. Which is crazy. So you still didn't have your Tyler Hero game yet. You still haven't had your Bam Adebayo game yet. Jimmy Butler got you twice. Duncan Robinson got you once. That's your 3 victories right there. Butler twice and Robinson once. We're still waiting on Tyler Hero to break out. We're still waiting on Bam Adebayo to break out. Oh, he's coming. The Heat fans, they know it's coming. They just waiting. They just waiting on it. They just waiting for that moment Tyler Hero to just bust out and give you 28 out of nowhere. They waiting on it. They waiting for Bam to get you that monster 25 and 15 type game. They waiting on it. They waiting on it. And the fact they just waiting on it, you know what's coming. Miami up 3-1, going back home for game 5. Then we get to the Milwaukee Bucks and the Chicago Bulls. Are we worried about Chris Middleton and the Bucks? Well, in game 3, I believe it was, what, Friday? 111 to 81 said, y'all must have forgot who we were because the fact that they blew you out by 30 and Giannis ain't even do much. He was 18 points, 9 assists, 7 boards. That's it for Giannis in game 3. Grayson Allen laid away. Out of all people that Chicago can't stand, Grayson Allen to kick y'all ass in game 2 with 22 points. And then what y'all gonna do in game 4? Because if y'all lose game 4, y'all done. Well, another ass whooping took place. 119-95, Milwaukee. And then Giannis said, I will show up this game. 32 points, 17 boards, 7 assists. Bobby Portis, 14 points, 10 boards. Drew Holiday, 26 points. Grayson Allen off the bench again. 27 points. Grayson Allen is busting the Bulls' ass. Grayson Allen. The most hated man in Chicago is the one busting y'all ass. Y'all hate him because of what he did out of Caruso in the regular season. It's playoffs. And he busting y'all ass. Shot Town, y'all season's done. Y'all get ready for the Chicago Bears. Because I don't think the White Sox or the Cubs going to give you something to cheer about this year anyway in baseball. So you sitting here waiting until about September for the Chicago Bears. And we don't even know what they're going to look like when football season gets here. Y'all season is done. DeMar DeRozan. Zach LaVine. I don't know what happened. DeMar DeRozan, 23 points, 8 for 20. 23 points, and it took 20 shots to get there, and he ain't hit on the M3. What is that LaVine at? 24 points, 8 of 18. Patrick Williams showed up, 20 points, 10 boards. I mean, y'all done. It's over. This is the reigning, defending champions in the Milwaukee Bucks. And y'all sit here and try to act like it was going to be a problem because Giannis doesn't have Chris Middleton, Jrue Holiday, Grayson Allen, Bobby Portis, Brooke Lopez. Y'all must Pat Connaughton. Y'all must think they don't have skilled players on that team. They have shooters. They have players. They have ballers on that team. So Chicago, you're done. Thank you for showing. Thank you for coming. Goodbye. Man, the reason why we said Brooklyn's the only team that can get swept is because Denver Nuggets, Golden State Warriors, game 4 in the Mile High City. And the Nuggets, they didn't want to go home. They want to go back to the Bay Area. 126-121, and a fantastic game. Fantastic game. Nuggets had a double-digit lead, had like a 16-point lead, but the Warriors came back and took the lead. But Denver was able to gain control of it and take it home in the fourth quarter. Klay Thompson, 32 points on the day. Andrew Wiggins, 20 points on the day. Jordan Poole had his quiet game of the playoffs so far, 11 points with 9 assists. Steph Curry came off the bench, gave you 33. But Aaron Gordon, 21 points. Monte Morris, 24 points. Hyland, 15 points off the bench. Cousins, 10 points off the bench. And then you got your Jokic, 37 points, 8 boards, 6 assists. Denver did not get swept. They going back to the Bay Area for game 5, which I believe that'll be the end of it right there. Because I don't see Golden State losing at home, not to these guys. They're going to be back on fire. They're going to come back and show out, especially Jordan Poole. I don't expect Jordan Poole to have another 3-for-10 type of game here. 1-for-5 from 3-point range, just for 11 points. I don't see that happening game 5 when they get back at home. But shout out to Denver. Good job. Your fault, you didn't get swept. And then the final game of yesterday, down in the New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Pelicans and the Suns. Pelicans want to tie it up 2-2 after they got to hand it to them in game 3 because Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton wasn't having it. And the Pelicans said, we want to have it neither 118 or 103. Brandon Ingram, 30 points. You know, Giannis Valanciunas, 26 points. CJ McCollum had a quiet game. 18 points, 9 rebounds, but he wasn't really needed. Valanciunas stepped up, like I said, 26 points. And then he continues to hit 30 points a game like he ain't nothing. Jones gave you 13. I mean, Chris Paul had his bad. Chris Paul probably had one of his worst games in the playoffs in a very long time. 4 points, 2 for 8, 0 for 3, 11 assists. Only 4 points, man. JaVale McGee came off the bench, gave you 14. DeAndre Ayton gave you 23-8. Cam Johnson gave you 13. Crowder gave you 11. Bridges going to give you 8. You need more from Bridges. Y'all don't have Devin Booker. Y'all need Bridges and Johnson has to step up more. Yeah, they need more. Cam got you 13. I don't mind that. But can you get me 18? Bridges, can you give me 15? Crowder gave me 11. I can take the 11 from Crowder because Crowder's not a value shooter, not a value scorer like that. Cam Johnson and Mikal Bridges, they show they can put the ball in the bucket. They shown it. That run to the finals last year, Cam Johnson and Mikal Bridges were putting the ball in the bucket. That's what we need for them when it comes to Phoenix. Now the number one team in all of the NBA is in a 2-2 series with the team who shouldn't even be in the playoffs, if we're being honest. If it wasn't for the play-in, New Orleans wouldn't even be here. What team you know that has a record of 36-46 makes the playoffs? You can't even tell me. But the fact that it's 2-2 and it's a best of 5 going back to Phoenix for game 5, Phoenix need to get it together, man. Phoenix need to get it together. They need to bring that in. You need to do what Milwaukee's doing. Yeah, we don't have Chris Middleton, but damn it, we the reigning defending NBA champions. This is what we gonna do. Phoenix need to do the same thing. We are the reigning defending Western Conference champions. We was in the NBA Finals last year. This is what we gonna show y'all what we capable of. This is what I need from the Phoenix Suns right now. Y'all need to show it. You better show it in game 5. Because if you don't show it in game 5, y'all in trouble. And there will be no repeat Western Conference champion. Even though I don't have one anyway, I gotta go to state. Just saying. Now, let's go ahead and let's preview tonight's matchup, ladies and gentlemen. NBA TV, 8 o'clock, Toronto Raptors, Philadelphia 76ers, game 5. I believe this is where this is ending at. Joel Embiid does have torn ligaments in his thumb, but he's going to play through it. I don't know how wise that is, especially when you got Miami coming down the pipe next. But hey, he's going to play through it and whatnot. We won't know the injury update on Fred VanVleet. He had a hip injury. We don't know the update on that. Scottie Barnes did play through his injury in game 4, so he should be playing in game 5. But nevertheless, I think this is the end for the Toronto Raptors. I think Philly puts the final nail in the coffin. Say, we're done. I had enough of this. Y'all go home. And stay home. That's on NBA TV. TNT has our doubleheader, 7 p.m. and 9:30. We're going to go to the 9:30 p.m. because the 7 one's the most important one. Utah Jazz, Dallas Mavericks game 5 down back in Dallas. Luka Doncic is back, so he'll be making his home playoff debut for these playoffs tonight. I can see the Mavericks taking it because now Luka's back. He got a game under his belt. Jalen Brunson, they'll figure it out how to keep it going with Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson's been a hot hand. Spencer Dinwiddie can get back into the groove now. He can just find his shot and do his thing. So, I like Dallas in this. I like the home team in this. And it's gonna be interesting how game shit's going to go if the Jazz are down 3-2 going home. That's just me. And then the 7 o'clock game to get it all started off. Boston Celtics, Brooklyn Nets, game 4. It is very possible that Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant can get swept tonight. Very possible. And what a crying damn shame it would be if Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Boston Celtics sweep the Brooklyn Nets. Everybody's quote unquote winners to win the NBA championship, Brooklyn Nets, get swept in the first round. How would that look? From being a favorites to win the entire thing to being swept in the first round. What a tremendous fall that would be for the Brooklyn Nets. And if they do get swept, would that be a coaching change from Steve Nash? How does Kyrie and Kevin Durant bounce back from being swept? There's a lot of things going on. How would this team would be reconstructed? There's a lot of questions to ask. If the Brooklyn Nets get swept. Oh, they're losing the series anyway. This series is done. They're not winning 4 straight against Boston. Boston's the number one defense in the league. The number one defensive team in the league is the Boston Celtics. Brooklyn is not winning 4 straight. I guarantee you that. But can you do the NBA world a favor, Kyrie Irving? Kevin Durant? Can y'all do the NBA favor a world? Can y'all do the NBA world a favor? Don't get swept tonight. At least go back to Boston for game 5 and get beat down. Do not walk into the Blockade Center and get your ass handed to y'all. And don't even have an option to go back to Boston. Do something. Let this go to a game 5, at least, for us, for the NBA world. Which brings me to Ben Simmons. I usually avoid talking about people like this because I think it's a waste of my time. Not today. So you're telling me this whole time, because I guarantee you, we've been looking forward to you making your playoff debut with Brooklyn. Oh, trust and behold, we've been looking forward to this. And the fact that news came out yesterday that you're not going to play, raising the ire of a whole lot of people right now. So I'm trying to figure out, so I want to say about a week and a half ago, report came out that Ben Simmons was going to target game four to come back. Okay, a lot of people doing what they're doing in the sports world, you know. All right, Ben Simmons coming back game four. We're gonna see what this team look like with Ben Simmons moving forward and stuff like that. I get it. But like I said when I was talking with this group, shout out to Ashley Baker for the Twitter space thing. And I got to join in on that conversation, which was a very good conversation. And I simply said, they don't, all this talk about what Ben Simmons can do for Brooklyn don't even matter. They lose game three. And look what happened. They lost game three. And losing game three, and then yesterday the report came out, Ben Simmons is not going to play game four. His back is hurting. Now, granted, I know how it is because I had some back pain last week. Missed a day of work, but I had 2 days off after that, so gave me a little three days off, much needed and whatnot. Ben Simmons, you haven't paid not one damn second of NBA season, not one. You refused to report to Philly because everything that took place the last time we saw you on the court went there. You decided not to dunk on Trae Young and turn the ball over. Now that you got your wish, you're not in Philly. You're in Brooklyn. You're in New York. You're in Madison Square. You're in the Mecca and whatnot. You still haven't played a damn second. And you have a back injury. I'm with Stephen A. Smith. What did you do to hurt your back? You didn't step on the court night one time this season. We didn't see a 25 or a number. Was it number one he's trying to get? I forgot what number he's trying to get for Brooklyn. Whatever number he's trying to wear for Brooklyn. You haven't seen that jersey number on the court the whole time. Not in Philly. Not in Brooklyn. You haven't seen it. Now, if the Nets would have came out and said, well, this by us losing game three, we decided that's the whole Ben Simmons out just because, you know, this is the right thing to do. Okay. We cool with that. We understand it. But you're saying, the report said that you said you was going to wait back. And then the team says in the best interest that we don't play you. Now, the other guy is what it came out and said, you know what, we're down 0-3. Putting all that pressure on Ben Simmons might not be the right thing. That he just coming back. Okay, we get it. But the simple fact we going through all this with Ben Simmons is ridiculous. You filed your grievances with the Philadelphia 76ers because you want to get paid and you want your money. But you ain't play a goddamn ball. Not 1 second of NBA basketball. And now you out for game four. What's it going to be now? You going to be out for game five if Brooklyn does win tonight? If they win game five, you going to be out for game six? It'll be 3-2 then. This is the thing I see. This is what people can't stand. And even Reggie Miller went off. Reggie Miller went off because the news that Ben Simmons wasn't going to play irritated him. Look, this is the quote from Reggie Miller off Twitter. I quote, "Come on, man. Out for game four when it was rumored you was going to make your debut. This dude has zero competitive. As small as a chance as the Nets have to come back in this series, you still have KD and Kyrie. All you need is to win one game and take it from there." Man up. Hashtag man up. He has no competitive edge on him. That is Ben Simmons. Reggie Miller, the Hall of Famer Reggie Miller, is calling Ben Simmons out. And that's how I'm going to end the show today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy your playoff action this week. We're going to keep you going, keep you up there as best as we can through social media and through our website, theplaymakersblog.com. And I'll be back Friday to get us ready for the weekend. But until then, enjoy your playoffs. And those of you who are getting ready for the NFL draft, enjoy that, because that is this week as well. So until then, the Playmaker out here in Jacksonville, Florida, signing off. Deuces.
Woo. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. So if you want to stay updated and know when new episodes of Hoops Talks come out, subscribe and follow to the podcast. You can do this on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Speaker.com, or any of your favorite platforms, including iTunes/Apple Podcasts. And for those of you who are listening on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, go ahead and drop a rate and review of the podcast to let us know how we're doing, how we can improve. And for those of you who want to see any other podcasts that we got going on, go ahead and subscribe to our website, theplaymakersblog.com, and you can see all the podcasts that we do. Until next time for Hoops Talk, it's your boy, The Playmaker, Dinell Solomon, signing off.